I'm really happy for Peyton that he had the opportunity to go out as very few players in the NFL do, and that's winning a Super Bowl. In fact, he and John Elway, I believe, the only two players in NFL history that can say their last game as an NFL player was in a Super Bowl, a victorious Super Bowl. So, and I know that Peyton is so competitive that I'm sure he has wrestled with this decision. And I'm sure it's not quite as easy as some of us would like to believe. I think anytime you're walking away from something that you love, that is so much a part of you, it's a tough decision. But I think for Peyton's sake, and especially playing so long, and at such an elite level, I'm just happy he was able to come to the conclusion that this was the time. He elevated the Broncos. There's no question about that. I think when Peyton Manning signed with the Broncos, they were in a bit of a state of flux, and he gave them instant credibility at the single most important position for an NFL team. He brought a resume with him, obviously, that was impressive, but it gives a player like that street cred when he walks into a different locker room. Immediately, I think as a player, you know this guy has the goods, you know that he's won it all, you know the kind of player he is, and so you want to elevate your game a bit. So I think it was an important decision. I think when John Elway, was able to get that deal done, it was probably as important a single decision for the Broncos, with the exception of maybe when Elway came in 83. I think it was probably the next most, the biggest decision in Bronco history. You don't play that long, and again, at that level, without having a lot of really enviable traits. But I think if I had to pick one, it would be his competitiveness. You know, I've spent my entire life around competitive people, and he would be in the top two or three that I've ever spent any time with. I think more times than not, great players are really competitive. Successful people, no matter if it's the NFL or whatever business, are normally very good at what they do. This guy sort of took that to a different level. And I've admired him, just getting to know him a little bit and working with him, just in terms of how he goes about his business, the preparation, all the calculation, all the time and effort that he puts into his craft, which as a former player, you know, I really have an appreciation for that. He's accomplished enough that he can pretty much do whatever he wants to. I think he's too smart and has too much money to ever coach in the NFL. All due respect to coaches, but I know how hard they work, and so does he. So I don't see that, but I do see Peyton staying involved in the game in some capacity, whether that's in an ownership capacity or eventually running a team as a GM. I think he's got that kind of mind. He reminds me, honestly, of John Elway in that regard. Both of them are very sharp, very smart, and both of them love football. And so it would not surprise me if in the next 3, 4, 5 years we see Peyton Manning involved in running a team somewhere. You know, he's a top five quarterback. I don't think there's any question about that. You don't play that long and at that level and achieve what he has without, to me, being in that conversation. I don't think we're ever able to come to a conclusion as to who's the best all-time quarterback. You know, I mean, Elway is in that conversation. Manning is in that conversation. Montana is in that conversation. Brady. There's some great, great players, even going back into different eras. But I don't think there's any question about it that Peyton's one of the top five quarterbacks to ever play the game.